We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is Herb Cohen, your host. I'd like to introduce to you my guest, Paul DePhillips, principal of Summit Commercial Real Estate. Paul, what is Summit Commercial Real Estate? What do you folks do?
We're a small, smaller, locally based commercial real estate firm headquartered in Washington, D.C. We've got about 14 brokers downtown, and two support staff, and then we have three and soon to be four brokers in the suburbs covering Virginia and Maryland.
So when you say it's Summit Commercial Real Estate, what kind of services do you provide for your clients? What kind of stuff do you do and what stuff don't you do?
The bulk of our business is representing tenants, mostly not-for-profits, such as hospital systems, universities. Mm-hmm. We do some corporate work. We do some high-tech work. Mm-hmm. And we've done some work for some major publishers in the area.
Mm-hmm. So you tend to have certain specialties, I guess, because people in those specialties have learned to trust you, and other folks have come to you like that. Like, I guess when you say nonprofits, maybe hospitals?
We have a client that's probably the largest medical system in the Mid-Atlantic, and we've been working with them for probably 15 years now. So
you really get to know what their needs are in terms of specialized space and so on and so forth, and what their corporate philosophies are and so on and so forth.
Exactly. And we've been able to keep these clients for a long time. Even we were originally with two local firms that were much bigger, and one was Beretta, and then Kerry Winston bought Beretta, and subsequently Transwestern, a national firm headquartered in Chicago, bought Kerry Winston. And we had that big company behind us and all the resources, but we were able, when we started our own firm in June of 2004, we were able to keep the big clients, the medical systems, universities, because we've become a trusted, reliable advisor to them over the years. And it's been great for us for repeat business.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would think, real estate happens every 2 or 5 or 10 years. It's a transaction, and then you're on to the next broker, and it sounds like it ain't that way with you. You've managed to establish and maintain relationships with these clients, evidently because you really get to know their specialized needs and are able to continue to serve them going into the future.
Yes, especially the medical field is changing like crazy, as you can imagine, especially now with healthcare reform. So that's a very dynamic business right now, and you're going to see more medical systems taking up space and all around the region in office buildings and their own facilities.
So you say we started the business. You started the business with a partner?
I have a partner named John Duffy. Mm-hmm. I've been working with him for 20 years, starting out at Beretta, then Kerry Winston, then Transwestern. And so we decided, in 2004, to start our own firm.
You decided to start your own firm. Okay, why didn't you just go get a job somewhere and just do things normally? Why start your own business?
Well, I think people in commercial real estate in general are kind of working for themselves because they're sort of money motivated by the commissions, but a lot of them aren't too. We're motivated by the commissions, but we're also motivated by the results we get for our clients. So when we worked at Transwestern, we weren't really getting the benefit of working for a national firm because we weren't getting business handed to us, and we weren't doing a lot of the national accounts that some people were doing. So to us, a lot of we have big clients, but most of them are locally based clients.
So you know what work is all about. I mean, you guys are not afraid of work, it sounds like.
It seems like we work 24/7.
Have you ever been involved with, you've gotten involved with starting this commercial real estate brokerage firm. Have you ever been involved in any other businesses?
I'm a partner in three restaurants right now.
You got involved in the restaurant industry. But don't you know, why would you do that? I mean, why wouldn't you just stay focused in real estate or just go take a vacation, an extended vacation? Why are you working so hard?
Well, I think it's a matter of just having, the business was good to us, especially in 2004 to 2008. Mm-hmm. I think everybody did very well. The economy is kind of going gangbusters. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to invest some money in something that was tangible that I could see rather than the stock market or something like that. We invested in some real estate too, which we bought a small building and were able to sell that at a profit. So I just wanted to get into some side businesses. I'm not involved in the management of the restaurants, so it's a nice way to be invested in some local businesses.
So what I hear you telling me is that you're careful so that your operating time is spent in the commercial and Summit Commercial Real Estate. However, you've been able to make some investments in terms of some dollars and some insight in terms of these restaurants and perhaps some other stuff, but you're staying focused on the commercial real estate.
Yeah, 95% of my focus
is
commercial real estate.
You don't even know that it's, my sense is, you don't even know that work is work. To you, it's sort of like a lifestyle. It's sort of like play.
Well, I don't know if it's play, but I'm certainly, my partner and I both came from very good backgrounds, but we didn't come from a lot of money. So to us, it's a way, this business is a means to be able to kind of pull a little bit ahead further than we thought we would. So it's been a good business for us, and we're thankful that we're in it.
How long has your partner been your partner?
About 20 years now.
Wait. You've had a partner for 20 years?
Yes.
Why is your partner, you trust your partner. Why is your partner your partner? Is it because he or she has complementary skills, or what is it about them you find attractive?
Well, his name is John Duffy, and he works extremely hard. He's certainly, you mentioned about not being afraid of work. He's not afraid of work. He's a very hard worker, very diligent, very smart. We've had our moments, and we've had our differences, but we've been able to trust each other, and I think we both complement each other in skill sets, and we just trust each other. He's an honorable guy.
Mm-hmm. He's an honorable, so you trust him.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Very much.
So what's the future of Summit Commercial Real Estate? I mean, you know, we're going through this real estate situation right now in this, you know, economy. What's the future looking like?
Well, actually, we think we're going to be expanding fairly soon. We've been approached by several people from the national firms. I mean, most of our company's made up of people that used to be at national firms. And I think some people are getting a little bit frustrated with the consolidation going on. So they're kind of looking for maybe a less bureaucratic platform and a more independent entrepreneurial platform that we can offer at Summit. So we're hoping that we'll have some people on by September and October. Some might be some big names, and some will be some mid-level players, but all will be seasoned people.
So you're really in the talent acquisition business and the talent management business. It just so happens that the product you guys are dealing with is commercial real estate.
I guess you could say
it's all about people. I mean, you're not talking to me about square footage and toilets. You're talking to me about people.
About no toilet talk.
Yes, you're building. It's really building the piece. It's building a team.
We're trying. We think we're going to get up. We've brought on a couple people in the last few years that have certainly helped bolster our business. And we're looking. We don't want to get too big because we don't want to go back to what we were. But we'd like to be a kind of a mid-sized player in the Mid-Atlantic region. And you know, hopefully with some connections through networks, we can do national business too, which we've done at Summit too.
Mm-hmm. So I guess one of the advantages of being a partner in the firm is you get to go in at 10 or 11 o'clock and leave at 1 or 2 o'clock?
I usually get in around noon and leave about 1 p.m., yeah.
Is that true?
Just play, you know, play video games. No, we get in, like I said, we get in very early, and, you know, I usually run in the morning, then I get in, usually between 8 and 9 at the latest, and then work till 6:37 at the office, and then eat dinner, put the kids to bed, and then I got two young kids, and then after that, I usually back on the computer till 11:30 at night. So my partner is too. We're always on our BlackBerry. I mean, being small, we've got to make sure that we keep our clients. If they send us an email or say we need this, we usually answer them right away, because the big firms are always going after our clients, so we need to let them know that we're giving them personalized service, and they can count us all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the website address for Summit Commercial Real Estate?
It's Summit, C-R-E, for commercial real estate.com. So SUMMITCRE.com.
Excellent. We've been speaking with Paul DePhillips, principal of Summit Commercial Real Estate, here on Executive Leaders Radio. Don't forget to visit our website, executiveleadersradio.com, to learn more about our executive leaders. Thank you for joining us today, and have a nice day. Bye-bye.